You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, last week I played just a random selection of some fine Negro big band jazz of the classic years. And now I'd like to play you some more by the big white dance bands when they were at their hottest and best. For me, it'll be like meeting some old friends, as it was last week, and hope you'll find it the same. Maybe you'll meet some new ones. Well, first in the pile, which quite honestly I just pulled from my shelves at random, is a real hot one from the hi-hat tragedian of jazz, so-called Ted Lewis himself. It's Clarinet Marmalade, but the clarinet is not Ted Lewis's, but Don Murray's. Marmalade, made in 1928 by Ted Lewis and his band, with Don Murray in the title role, and some pretty good trombone by New Orleans Rhythm Kings man George Brunis. Next, a rather unusually hot record from Sam Lanin, a commercial band leader who used the best musicians on his record dates. This one had Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, and their usual friends. They play a Clarence Williams number, I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar. Thank you. that in's redheads, I'm going to hang around my sugar. I'll be back with some more after the break.
Keep it up, Jack!
See how Lucky Jack holds his own with seven sexy girls. It's the funniest, sexiest picture of the year. Keep it up, Jack. Certificate X. Classic Charing Cross Road, now.
Keep it up, Jack!
This lad's not bad for an amateur. Just needs a break. Go on.
Frankie will announce Premium Bond's first £75,000 prize winner on this station on Tuesday morning. So up your bonds.
Here, that's my line. He's taking over. I'll sue. I will. I'll sue. I definitely
will. Welcome back to Mardi Gras. I suppose the biggest man in American dance music in the 1920s, biggest in every sense of the word, that is, was Paul Whiteman. His record sold to capacity all over the world. But this one was never issued in America. Not at the time, anyway. Only in England. In the time it was made, in 1928. There's Big Spiderbeck is on cornet, of course, and Bing Crosby sings, and the title is Lovable.
Kisses that you create, lovable. You've got a way of petting that just drives me wild. Say, heaven above, above made you so lovable. Love me, lovable child.
Coming forward a few years from Paul Whiteman's heyday to 1932 and Joe Hames and his orchestra in A Jolly Bit of Nonsense, let's have a party. In between the hearty vocal choruses, there's some good swinging big band jazz and a rather saucy bit of, heck, see what you can make of it.
I'll set the date. as being a bozo with lots of pep. Now I don't deny that I'm sitting pretty. Who are you? Why, I'm the chairman of the social committee.
Let's have a party. Come, let's begin. You bring the women, I'll bring the gin. Let's have a picnic. Let's have some fun.
What'll you bring? Why, I'll bring a hot dog.
And I'll bring the bun.
We'll do some fishing, so don't be late.
What'll you bring, John?
I'll bring the pool.
And I'll bring the bait.
Let's have a picnic. Start right away. You spend the money, I'll spend the day.
Take a trip, honey.
And I'll take a flop.
Let's go in vaudeville. We'd make a pair.
While I take the bows.
Well, I'll take the air.
Let's have a party. Come, let's begin. You bring the women. I'll bring the gin.
Some party. Joe Hames and his orchestra, later to become Tommy Dorsey and his first big band. And I'll be back after the break.
He rode a blazing saddle.
You've seen The Wild Bunch, now meet The Dumb Bunch. Blazing Saddles, the great epic Western saga you've been waiting for. Starring Lily Von Stoop, Mungo, and the unspeakable Hedley Lamarr. Co-starring Tarzan, Count Basie, and members of the Luftwaffe.
Sieg Heil, everybody.
There has never been a Western like Blazing Saddles. You bet your...
He wore a shining star.
Blazing Saddles. Certificate AA now at ABC 2 Shaftesbury Avenue and ABC Bloomsbury.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Benny Goodman, age 17, with Ben Pollack's Californians, plays Deed I Do. Oh, by the way, that neat bit of hot trombone is by a guy named Glenn Miller.
Thank you.
baby, did I do.
Do you love me, baby?
Sure, I love you, baby. Precious baby, did I do.
Indeed I do, by Ben Pollack singing, playing drums and directing his Californians that included Benny Goodman from Chicago and Glenn Miller from Iowa. It was made in Chicago in 1926. A year later, in the same city, the Coon Sanders Orchestra broke away from commercial numbers and recorded one by Joe Sanders, the pianist, which he'd written with Neil Moray. Moray was also the composer of things like Hiawatha, Chloe, Persian Rug, and She's Funny That Way, but this one is called Slew Foot. Slewfoot by the Coon Sanders Orchestra. Now, how about this for a surprise? Just now I played a record of Sam Lanin's Redheads. And this one is made by his brother, Howard Lanin, and his orchestra from the Benjamin Franklin Hotel in Philadelphia in 1925. And the title is Melancholy Lou. I'll bet the hotel ballroom didn't get a treat like this often.
Thank you.
Melancholy Lou, not sounding at all melancholy, by Howard Lennon and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra of Philadelphia. 5 years later, in 1930, another hotel band, that of the Biltmore in New York, recorded a number by its leader, Burt Lown. He'd written it several years before, and it was a hit then and stayed so ever since. Bye Bye Blues. The trombone, smooth and bluesy, is by Al Filburn, and the vibraphone is by Adrian Rollini.
Thank you.
My Blues by composer Burt Lown and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra. So now we know how that lovely melody should sound. I'll be back with some more after the break.
The saucer has landed now, and there's a door opening. There's a creature, it's coming out. It's waving its tentacles all over the place. It seems to be trying to say something.
A secret lemonade drinker awaits. Awaits, I'm trying to give it up, but it's one of those nights. Awaits, 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 lemonade.
And now, it's raising a bottle of our white's lemonade to some of its lips!
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. I make no secret of the fact that I think one of the really great bands of all time was the one led by Gene Goldkett when Bix and Frankie Trumbauer and Joe Venuti and Steve Brown and all those other great guys were in the Personnel. And here's evidence supporting my statement. Their 1927 record of I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now. Gene Goldkett band of 1927, I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now. But if they weren't all as great as that, there were plenty of first-class bands with fine jazz-minded soloists that could make the corniest of pop songs interesting, like Ted Weems and his orchestra presenting Oh, If I Only Had You.
Wonderful dreams I dream. Oh, how sweet they seem. You could make them come true, please do. What big eyes you have, what a prize I'd have. Oh, if I only had you.
Vocal trio couldn't spoil that, eh? Ted Weems, 1926. I'll be back after the break.
Keeping up, Jack!
See how lucky Jack holds his own with seven sexy girls! It's the funniest, sexiest picture of the year! Keep it up, Jack! Certificate X, classic Charing Cross Road, now!
Keeping up, Jack!
Script is the new monthly magazine all about radio. In the June issue of Script magazine, there's news and a complete program guide of Capital Radio and London's other stations, plus John Peel, Tony Prince, and lots more. Script magazine costs 15 pence, available now from all good news agents. Script!
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. One of the top names in American dance music in the 20s was still tops in the 50s, and so far as I know, he's still alive, Jan Garber. His orchestral policy ranged at times from the straight to the hot to the downright sugary, but on this one, the band has a jolly time with What Do I Care What Somebody Said? I'm sorry about the vocal.
Beautiful eyes and hair, lips too good to be true. Somebody said, well, she's a little bit silly. Somebody said, sure, there's nothing up in her head. But when they rave, I go tee, 'cause I know she's in love with me. So why do I care what somebody said? Thank you.
Harbour, letting his musicians play hot for once. George Olsen was once voted the most popular band leader in the States. Duke Ellington came 39th or something absurd. But Olsen, whose usual records were just good, clean, straightforward dance music, let the boys go with his 1925 record of an Elmer Schoeble number called Hot Air. Air by George Olsen and his music. On the other side of the picture, there was the band led by Roger Wolf Kahn, the millionaire playboy son of Otto Kahn, the chairman of the board of directors of the Metropolitan Opera House, no less. Money being no object, young Kahn engaged top musicians for his band, and though quite unable to play jazz on his sax, some musicians said he was quite unable to play anything on it. He knew good men when he heard them, and thus featured Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpets, Miff Mole on trombone, Joe Venuti on violin, Vic Burton on drums. This one has Venuti, all right, but the trombone isn't Miff, but Jack Teagarden, newly in New York from Texas, taking one of his first hot solos on any record in Roger Wolf Kahn's She's a Great, Great Girl. Thank you. Roger Wolf Kahn, his orchestra, with Joe Venuti and Jack Teagarden in She's a Great, Great Girl. I'll be back with some more after the break.
He rode a blazing saddle when he took on the town, the ranchers, the outlaws, the Luftwaffe. Luftwaffe?
Hey, Henry! Am I reading this right?
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Blazing Saddle, starring Mongo and Hedy Lamarr.
No, that's Hedley. Hedley Lamarr.
And Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, come on, this has got to be a send-up.
But it is. The whole crazy film's a send-up, huh? So read on.
Blazing Saddle, certificate AA, now at ABC 2 Shaftesbury Avenue and the ABC Bloomsbury.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Leo Reisman, who we met before on Mardi Gras, didn't like jazz, so he said, but he was quite happy to let the great Negro growl and mute trumpet player from Duke Ellington's band, Brother Miley, take solos on his records, such as this one of Irving Berlin's tune, Putting on the Ritz.
On the red spangled gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfit. Putting on the red, that's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the red.
From the Swank Park Central Casino, putting on the Ritz with Duke Ellington's one-time trumpet man, Bubba Miley, playing superbly, and Adrian Rollini on bass sax, too, for good measure. And to end with, I'm going to stay for 3 minutes in the Hotel Traymore in Atlantic City in 1932 to enjoy some hot biscuits with Alex Bartha and his orchestra. Thank you. Hot Biscuits, or Farewell Blues if you prefer, by Alex Bartha and his Hotel Traymore Orchestra. The trombonist on that, by the way, was Ziggy Elman, the chap who became famous as the quick-fire trumpet player with Benny Goodman in the late 30s. Well, that's it once more, so till next week, this is Brian Russ saying good night. Hope you enjoyed the show, and that you'll join me again next week with Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Thank you.